Welcome in everybody to the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on this Tuesday edition of the show alongside one of my co-hosts, Mr. Lars Lewis. What's up, sir?
Hi there, Louis. It's been a long day, but it's actually nice to be able to divulge some bird talk because there's some rather interesting things that we've seen in the Twitterverse today regarding a certain quarterback.
Yeah, Lars, it's speculation season, and you know we live for that kind of stuff. Like in the off season,
I know you do.
I love the regular season, but the off season has such a special place in my heart. I'm just so into the rumors, the speculation, the trade scenarios that we're going to talk about today. Man, I live for it.
Yeah, you also live for aliens living on other planets, so you're all
that's
about
true.
Conspiracy theories.
Yep, that's true. I'm a big theories guy. Is that fair to say?
Well, we certainly have the perfect subject for today.
Absolutely, and what we're going to get into today is that three-way trade that was brought up on NFL Network between the Eagles, the Bills, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and while it was not a trade report, it wasn't a rumor, it was pure speculation, a scenario brought up that would work out for all three teams, I found it very interesting for all three sides, and we're going to get into that in the second and third segment. Just for right now, though, Lars, to open up the show, today is the start of the franchise tag period. It is officially open if the Eagles want to bring back Nick Foles, although as a backup they're just not going to do that. Paying him $25 million is the estimated tag amount. But if they want to tag him and then trade him in a potential deal that we're going to talk about later on, or with just one other team with a Jacksonville type or a Oakland or Miami or wherever they decide they have a deal in place with that team and they decide that they can tag Foles and trade him, it is available as an option starting now, today, February 19th, until March 5th. That is their tag window, so they have a couple weeks here to decide. And Lars, I think you'd agree with me. We've kind of been really beating it to death because this is one of the bigger stories right now with the Eagles in the quiet time of the offseason that if the Eagles do tag Nick Foles, expect a trade announcement to either happen simultaneously or happen right after, because there's no way they tag Foles and then decide to start negotiating, because then they're on the hook for $25 million regardless if he signs that tag. So if they tag him, that means they are clearly comfortable with a deal in place to immediately send him to that team, get that $25 million off the books, and Nick Foles starts somewhere else. Is that fair to say?
Right. That's probably the only way this is ever going to happen, because as we see it, we saw the last game of Nick Foles in an Eagles uniform. This is just merely, if you do sign him to a contract, this is strictly just to move him somewhere else and give him a home and try to get some assets back.
Right, exactly. And look, we're used to hearing Jacksonville. The Jaguars is the name that is the most popular. It makes sense more so for the Jaguars than anybody else. But there is a three-way trade brought up between the Eagles, the Jaguars, and the Buffalo Bills. And Lars, you work up in Buffalo. You are the voice of Niagara Hockey, which is a local college up in the Western New York area. You are on Sports Talk on 91.3 FM, WBNY Buffalo. So you are very in tune with the Bills. And I want to get your thoughts on this trade when we come back. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. When we come back, me and Lars will get into a three-way trade scenario only brought up on NFL Network. This is not a rumor. This is not a report that these three teams have been talking. But I think it makes sense
for
all three sides. It's just an idea. We're going to get into that next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second segment of three on this Tuesday edition of Locked On Eagles. If you missed any of our recent shows, we had Locked On the Mock Episode 2 on Sunday. That is up on LockedOnEagles.com and all our podcast platforms. Also on Friday, an exclusive Locked On Eagles interview with Utah State running back Darwin Thompson. So some really awesome stuff going on the network right now. But as for right now, myself, Lou DiBiase, alongside Lars Lewis, we're talking about this three-way trade brought up on NFL Network between the Eagles, the Jaguars, and the Bills that involves Nick Foles, Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, Lars. This trade was proposed that the Bills get Leonard Fournette, the Eagles get LeSean McCoy back, and the Jaguars get Nick Foles. What are your initial thoughts on this proposal by the NFL Network, guys?
Well, it seems very fair for all three sides considered. If you're moving Foles, then you're moving the $25 million contract. But I think if you're Philadelphia and you acquire LeSean McCoy, you get him back, LeSean McCoy during the 2018 season with Buffalo, as you could tell, looked more human than any year we've ever seen him. It just, he didn't look like he had the same burst. The line obviously was way below par compared to the league average when it came to run blocking. And it just, it didn't seem like the LeSean McCoy that we've been accustomed to for the last, say, 6 years of just getting over 1,200 yards rushing, looking as dynamic as possible, getting away from defenders, being elusive with that great speed that he's always had. And then he's also 30 years old. He doesn't have a fat contract, but it's a decent-sized contract you have to acquire for that 1 year. But I think if you're Howie Roseman, you have two options. It's either you try to get McCoy and hope that he rekindles the same thing he's had the previous years in Buffalo, where he was making the Pro Bowl, where he looked, he's still among one of the top running backs in football. Or are you going to get the LeSean McCoy of 2018, who didn't have that same burst, couldn't find any holes in the offensive line, didn't look as interested in the offense? It's a hard decision, because I know you're not losing anything. You're just trading the rights of Nick Foles to somewhere else. But is it really going to solve your running back issue in Philadelphia when it comes to consistency and production with what LeSean McCoy did last year? If I had it this way, I would see Philadelphia going into the draft and getting a young running back, get him someone that can be with the team for a few years instead of getting a 1 year rental and then just putting off the running back acquisition in the draft until next year, kind of just putting a Band-Aid on it. I mean, personally, if they do it, I don't think it's going to hurt the Eagles, but I feel like maybe this just isn't the greatest idea, because I just don't like the proposition of having McCoy and just putting a Band-Aid on it until next year.
See, I think this is a really talented Band-Aid, though. And while I kind of went back and forth with this because I was kind of comparing McCoy to Leonard Fournette, or also what the Eagles had already been getting when it comes to Foles, because if they let Foles walk in free agency and they don't franchise tag him, they're going to get back at least a 2020 compensatory third-round pick unless they end up signing a big free agent fish in this pool, which I don't think they're going to end up doing, although they've been rumored to be involved with guys like DeMarcus Lawrence and the big-name pass rushers. I really like the idea. I think it's a win-win-win, because the Jaguars get Nick Foles. They get the quarterback that could take them over the top. Remember, just a couple years ago, they were a fourth-quarter collapse away from making the Super Bowl in New England, but because it just seemed like Hackett and that offense ran out of trickery for Blake Bortles to use, they just didn't have the talent at that position in a big moment to get them over the top, and that's what Nick Foles possesses. And for a Leonard Fournette, look, I know he was a third overall pick. I know he was a very talented running back coming out of LSU, but the guy is yet to average over 4 yards a carry in his career, and the offensive line hasn't been great in Jacksonville. But for me, with Philadelphia and what they like to do with their running backs, with what Doug Peterson likes to do in the screen game, with how good the Eagles' offensive line still is right now, I would rather have McCoy over the age, because to me, I think it was more offensive line last year than McCoy's athleticism diminishing. When I saw McCoy get involved in the receiving game, which I think he was more effective in that area because it wasn't as reliant on the offensive line's execution, I still saw that cut ability, that cut on the dime, that shady bounce that he was so well known for here in Philadelphia, as he is the all-time leading rusher in Eagles history. I still saw enough where, with this offensive line still being intact for at least another couple years at a high level, I think McCoy could still be a damn good back for the Eagles for 2 to 3 years, and I'd rather have that than a 2020 third-round comp pick. Because remember, you only get a max of 4 really good compensatory picks a year. And with Brandon Graham being a free agent, Ronald Darby, Jay Ajayi, Jordan Hicks, if they lose a lot of these guys, they're still going to get some pretty good comp picks back. So to me, I'm willing to give up one of those to go get a running back that to me is still your best option of adding anybody outside of Le'Veon Bell in free agency and outside of Josh Jacobs in the draft. So for me, I really like this trade. And for the Bills as well, they get younger at the position. While I think Josh Allen could take a big step in his second year like Carson Wentz did, I don't think it's going to be a step like the Eagles made where they go from 7-9 to Super Bowl contenders. So I think Fournette meets that timeline more too. So I don't know, Lars. I think this is a win-win-win.
Well, I think the point I'll agree with you is that I think McCoy fits Philadelphia's offense way more than Leonard Fournette does. And Leonard Fournette, when you actually look at last year, Chris Ivory, when he was the running back with the Bills, it seemed that it worked a bit more for his style of running than McCoy does when it came to the offensive game plans of Brian Daboll.
Well, because I think it was just they had to just take what they could get with the hole not lasting that long. It wasn't going to be open for that long, and Ivory just hit him where McCoy, he bounces.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with that. And I guess I'm more along the lines of thinking more long-term, and I feel like I did want to draft the guy now, considering how really, really good the running back class is for the draft this year. Or if you're Philadelphia, you could actually still draft a running back, getting LeSean McCoy, and have him, you know, be the second guy along with McCoy. And I don't know what's going to happen with Darren Sproles. If he ever comes back, he'll be a special teams guy. They can play around with a lot of options. And if you're Philadelphia and you do end up, if this trade ends up happening, which, you know, Howie Roseman, you just never know, then they can still draft a running back and have the ability to groom him under McCoy and still have some options in the passing game with basically everybody involved.
Yeah, I laid out a scenario on Sunday about the ideal plan for the Eagles at running back, and I said that they should add a running back in free agency that complements a rookie really well. And while this opportunity to me is different because McCoy is not just a complementary running back, I think you bring in LeSean McCoy and then you draft a guy. Like, let's say now they wait till the fourth round and they get a Bruce Anderson out of North Dakota State and you pair him up with LeSean McCoy and Corey Clement. That, to me, is a really solid trio. That McCoy is your guy for a couple years. You have that three-headed monster you had when they won the Super Bowl with Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, and Corey Clement, who they all surpassed over, I think, 250 yards from scrimmage in that big game. And that's something you can go in with, and you finally have a weapon in the backfield for Carson Wentz. That's the thing to me. I would rather have McCoy than Fournette because I want a weapon back there. I want someone that's not only your best running back, but he's one of your best pass catchers, and he's one of your best pass blockers, too. And that's what LeSean McCoy possesses to me. Carson Wentz has never had that, whereas guys like Jared Goff, he has had that. Dak Prescott, he has had that. And if it only is going to cost you a quarterback that's not going to be on the roster anyway, to me, I am all for that. They've already been interested in McCoy before. That's the thing. The Eagles have been trying to right this Chip Kelly wrong for a couple years now, Lars. In 2017, they inquired about McCoy, and then last year at the deadline. But I think the Bills were asking for a little bit too much. I think the asking price was, I think, around a second-round pick and maybe more. But here, they could get younger. Do you think the Bills would be interested in this trade at all?
The patience might actually pay off here with this third partner.
That's right. Do you think the Bills, though, would be for just swapping him straight up for a Fournette? I mean, I think it might work out for them, too, with how their offensive line is built. I think Fournette matches that.
And you're also getting a running back 6 years younger who hasn't even hit his prime yet. And I think he fits exactly what McDermott wants. McDermott likes power football. He likes defensive football. Oh. And getting a guy like Fournette would fit what he wants in his offense to a T. Now, if I'm saying this in regards to Josh Allen, their quarterback, that may not be the greatest idea because Josh Allen, I feel like, first and foremost, does need work on his short-term passes, and I feel like you should have a really good pass-catching running back to, you know, help compensate if he gets a little wild on his short passes. Getting Leonard Fournette may not be the greatest idea because he doesn't have the best hands in the world, and he's more of a traditional three-down power guy that can get you about 4 yards a pop or 5 yards and be able to just move the sticks.
Yeah, right. I get that. And look, I think it works for all three teams. I really do. And I think a team like Jacksonville, you get a quarterback there, and you can replace Leonard Fournette with maybe you bring back T.J. Yeldon, or maybe in the second round now you go with a guy like a Daryl Henderson or a David Montgomery or, you know, I really like this running back class. You could even wait a couple rounds and go Justice Hill out of Oklahoma State or a Miles Sanders. Guys that have the ability to not only be a runner back there, but to just be a weapon. And that's what I'm looking for with the Eagles and getting back LeSean McCoy. I keep really going after these reunions, Lars, with McCoy and with DeSean Jackson.
Tell me about it. It's all you've talked about for 3 months.
And look, a lot of it's
I say 3 years.
A lot of it is the kid fan in me that wants to see these guys return to Midnight Green. It would be an awesome story for the media. It would be an awesome story for fans, a feel-good story of two fan favorites coming back to the organization when they really left before we felt like they fulfilled what they were supposed to do here. You know, it just felt like there was a lot left.
And it justifies our pod that we did.
Right, that's right.
And comparing the 2000 and 10 Eagles with the 2017 Eagles.
Right. So it would be fun as a... I'm not going to lie, a lot of it has to do with me being a biased 2010 Eagles homer. But at the same time, LeSean McCoy and a guy like DeSean Jackson, to me, still have the ability to make a big impact on this team for a couple years. And I'm never opposed to adding talent around Carson Wentz and this roster that is at the height of its powers. They are still going to be a force in the NFC next year. I keep saying on the podcast that Wendell Smallwood, there'd be a four-yard hole open, Lars. He would hit that four-yard run, but he did not have the ability to make more out of that. LeSean McCoy, he does. I mean, there are so many ankle-breaking plays we can go back to and be like, if that came back to this offense, that's what this offense has been lacking, right? Don't you agree that dynamic?
Right. Having lived in Buffalo, I saw a lot of it myself.
Exactly. So you really got firsthand what we experienced for the first 6 years of his career. So I think he still has it, dude. I don't know. Like, do you think it was more so the offensive line last year?
I think it was a bit of both, in a way, because also LeSean McCoy was dealing with the stuff off the field and stuff he may or may not have done in regards to his ex-girlfriend. There was a lot of drama involved. Could have played a role in his performance on top of how poor the line played in general, how poor the offense
team was just bad
in general.
Like
Buffalo was what? Buffalo was near dead last for most of the year in total offense. And,
right. You
know, Josh Allen was able to get him out of it a little bit, but it might have been that. And who knows? I think next year LeSean McCoy can be a 1,000-yard rusher. I just don't expect him to be the 1,000-yard and 8-6, the 700-yard receiving type of back that he's been the last, like, 6 or 7 years. I think he may get maybe 850, 900 rushing yards and about maybe 400 to 500 receiving yards, which would be just fine for Philadelphia because they would have other guys to be able to spell him, where he doesn't have to shoulder the entire load at 30 years old.
Right, they could get his eventual replacement, like a Justice Hill out of Oklahoma State, in the fourth round instead of...
I keep an eye on Benny Snell from Kentucky.
I'm not a fan of him, man. He's just a... He reminds me of a Fournette type that just is... I don't know. We'll get into our running back evaluation down the road, but it's more so just the point of the Eagles now wouldn't have to take a running back with the first round pick or their 2 second-round picks. They can wait and get a nice value guy later in the draft, a guy that we interviewed in Darwin Thompson out of Utah State, someone to eventually take over. But for right now, you have a dynamic weapon back there for a couple good years still. And you talked about the contract. I think that's even workable. I think you can work around that where McCoy is not someone now that's going to want a long-term deal where there's money backloaded, right? This is someone that you could probably...
Yeah, he wants his money now.
Right, you could get him a lot of guaranteed money up front and incentives and signing bonuses that don't count against the cap, and he'd be happy with that.
You'll get him cheaper than Le'Veon, that's for sure.
Yeah, he'd probably be okay with a restructure. And look, let's be honest, LeSean McCoy, Lars, has really felt like... I'm not going to say he hasn't been happy in Buffalo, but he's always wanted to be a Philadelphia Eagle. That's who he was for his entire career. He always played football in Pennsylvania. He was the all-time leading rusher in Eagles history when he got traded, and you know how much that upset him that Chip Kelly dealt him out of town. And he was at the playoff game a couple years ago against Atlanta. Him and Jeremy Maclin were at the game together. He's always supported Nick Foles, you know, during the playoff run this year. He was always tweeting out congratulations to guys like Brandon Graham and Jason Peters and his offensive line guys that he played with, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey. So to me, this is something that I think he would be okay with when it comes to maybe a contract restructure. And I think the Eagles would be interested considering they have inquired about him a lot. Who would you say is the winner of this deal if you had to choose one of the three?
I would say, I'd say for the short term, the Eagles, and for the long term, I think the Bills.
Well, I think Jacksonville
too.
Because
short term, if you give McCoy in Philadelphia, and if he hits the numbers that I expect him to get, he's significantly going to help the offense. He's going to give the running back position stability that it kind of hasn't had for a while because, yeah, it did work in 2017 when JHI got acquired at the trade deadline from Miami. But you haven't had just that one guy that can be a true difference maker on the team. And if you get McCoy, that's someone that has the ability to do so. The reason why I'm saying Buffalo long-term is because they're getting a 24-year-old running back, getting someone young, and Leonard Fournette obviously still has some really good legs left. He was just on a team that was completely devoid of any sort of offensive creativity. And I sort of see that in Brian Daboll's offense as Josh Allen got more acclimated with the offense, with NFL game speed. You saw later on that Buffalo can actually do some damage if they find the proper weapons. And I think Leonard Fournette would be a great step in that direction.
I just don't see it, Lars, with Fournette. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the type of preference I have in a running back style, but I don't know. I know the offensive line was bad, but he's just not someone that I would want as my feature back. It's, you know, the injuries have been something he's had to deal with for the last 2 years. With the way the NFL's going, it's such a pass-heavy league, and I know it's been like that for a while now, but I don't know. Leonard Fournette is just not someone, to me, I would want in this Eagles offense. Do you agree with that, though, that McCoy is a better fit?
Well, yeah, in the Eagles offense, no. But yeah. I'm saying with the Bills offense, it makes a lot more sense.
No, I agree. But that's why, to me, though, I think you posed the question before the show, like, why have the Bills involved and not just do straight up for Fournette? I know the age is a significant thing. Like, it's 6 years more that Fournette has to give you than McCoy. But I don't like the fit.
If it was a secondary option, let's say LeGarrette Blount, for example, he worked in Philadelphia because you had a couple other guys that could be more along the lines of pass catchers. And Leonard Fournette, yes, obviously is not a pass-catching running back. He's a traditional running back. And I'd say if you're Philadelphia acquiring that, when LeSean McCoy is available, if you're looking for the short-term success and the success of your offense for 2019 and potentially 2020, then yes, LeSean McCoy would make more sense.
I have a take for you just before we take our final break. I would rather have Carlos Hyde in a trade with Jacksonville straight up than Fournette, and here is why.
You can't make the injury excuse because they both get hurt.
No, it doesn't really even have to do with Hyde versus Fournette. I would just rather, I don't want to, because if you trade for Fournette, like, that's your guy. That gets the majority of your snaps. And I'm not a fan of that. I would rather bring in a guy like Carlos Hyde to be your second back with Corey Clement as your third, and then still go get a high-end rookie in the first or second round, a guy like Josh Jacobs or a Daryl Henderson or an Elijah Holyfield, one of those type of players with a Carlos Hyde. I just don't want Leonard Fournette as a feature back. So it's not that I want Carlos Hyde over Fournette as a talent. I would just rather, if you're going to get a player back in Jacksonville's deal and Buffalo is not involved, I'd rather take Hyde. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. I don't know if the Eagles are going to be able to pull off a trade at all for Nick Foles. Today is the official opening of the tag period where the Eagles can franchise tag Nick Foles. They have until March 5th to decide on that. So again, like me and Lars said in the first segment, if they tag Foles, look out for an announcement about a trade immediately after. Let's take one more break. When we come back, I put up an interesting poll on our Twitter accounts, at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiaseLOE, at Gino_LOE, and at LarsLewis12, about what you would want in a Nick Foles trade. And I gave you three options. We're going to get into that next right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the final segment of this Tuesday edition of Locked On Eagles. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We appreciate all the feedback on our podcast. You can always follow us on Twitter at Locked On Birds. So, Lars, let's get into this final segment here. I put up a poll on Twitter. Choose something to get in return for Nick Foles if you're the Eagles. I gave you the options of a 2019 third-round pick, because not the 2020 comp pick. I would rather have a third, obviously, this year in this draft class, but at the same time, we're not guaranteed that comp pick next year. So in this poll, it's the 2019 third-round pick. A 2019 third-round pick, LeSean McCoy or Leonard Fournette. 47% of the fans said they'd rather have a third-round pick. 32% said Leonard Fournette, and 21% said LeSean McCoy. So, you know, in a Eagles Twitter that has been all in, it seems like, on these reunions the past couple years, it doesn't seem like it now, Lars. It seems like McCoy is their least favorite option of those three I posed.
they might be kind of shook at just how bad overall the running game was in Buffalo last year.
Yeah, maybe so. Interesting, though.
Well, they may not have been able to see the big picture. Like, having been in Buffalo, I kind of have the advantage of,
right,
of seeing a lot of the day-to-day and seeing each game that maybe Eagles fans just weren't able to see or know any of the details behind why Buffalo struggled so badly. Maybe that does play a role in the poll, at least, and what they're looking for.
If I had to vote, I would go with McCoy out of those. And a third-round pick would be tough to pass down because I really, really like this draft class. But I am just so attracted to the idea of McCoy in this offense with Carson Wentz and with Doug Peterson. Peterson has not had a talent like that at running back, and I think scheming up, seeing him take those screens instead of Wendell Smallwood or Josh Adams. I know you're a Notre Dame guy, Lars, but I'm not on the Josh Adams train anymore.
My brand is on life support.
That's right. He'll still make the roster, though. He'll still make the roster.
He started so well, too. And
I know.
He looked great to start.
I even had a podcast this year, Lars, on if Josh Adams could be the feature back eventually because he was so efficient with his carries.
I just don't know what happened.
I mean, they only gave him one carry in the playoffs. They just did not trust him down the stretch.
I don't have anything more to say. I'm hurt.
I know, you're a Notre Dame guy, so. But I think he'll make the roster, but it'll be really interesting to see what they do at running back. We'll continue our running back coverage with the Eagles throughout the offseason. It's a position I'm very fascinated to see what the Eagles do. But again, the poll results, 47% of you said a third-round pick you'd rather have, 32% said Leonard Fournette, 21% LeSean McCoy, if you had to choose something to get in return for Nick Foles, if you are the Eagles. That's going to do it for today's edition, ladies and gentlemen, of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. For my co-host of the day, Lars Lewis, I'm Lou DiBiase. Signing off, please subscribe to our show. Follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase LOE, and at Lars Lewis 12. Check out our written content as well on LockedOnEagles.com. As always, thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and let's go Birds.
And let's go Birds.